I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show. Oh, you're going to love this show today. I am so, so, so excited. Our weekly winning word is determination, and we are going to be talking to the determined Mr. Brett Elliott, the principal at Richwoods High School. Hey, Mr. Elliott.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, good. Well, I'm a little partial because obviously my kids go to Richwoods High School, and we're partial for Richwoods High School, and we love that you're our principal. In fact, the first year that you were principal was the first year we actually started at Richwoods. Mm-hmm. And I knew there was going to be a change. I had my husband's kids, my stepchildren were there before my younger daughters were there. But I saw the change immediately when you came in, and I saw the signs go up, the standard of excellence, and I was just like, yes! And I got my first phone call, and you're like, hello, Richwood. Can you give us one of those real quick this morning?
Good afternoon, Richwoods.
Yes, that was the very first phone call I got. And I'm like, I love this dude. And so my daughter came home saying, I love our principal. And that energy, I think, is what's really been our driving force for the last 3 years out there. And it's great. We, you know, just from a parent to a principal.
We appreciate that.
Absolutely love that you are holding those kids to that standard of excellence and being a good example and motivating them. So thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you.
And appreciate I'm excited it. To learn more about you today, really, and where your passion comes from. So have you always kind of been into the motivational side of things? Is that kind of your bag, your gig, if you will, or is it something that as you've just started being more in the leadership role as far as
yeah,
in the education field?
It really started happening once I got into coaching, teaching and coaching. You're always motivating students in the classroom, and then extended into the coaching and just watching the really great leaders out there, starting at the coaching level. You know, just found that was a passion that's where I get my energy from, is that motivating people to do better, which motivates me to be better. So it really stemmed from the coaching. And then once we ventured into administration, we were able to impact even more kids and even more adults. So that's where the passion starts with. I learned that from our parents. My dad was a professional comedian, Royce Elliott, and he just had a way with people and made everyone feel that they were important. And so I think that's where it starts with our leadership style.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you were a coach then. That makes perfect sense, because I feel like you're a good coach. You know, like that's what you're really doing, is coaching these kids to be better, coaching your team, if you will, except for now you have a team of educators and students, right?
Correct.
So what did you coach?
Well, believe it or not, we come from a baseball family, but I accidentally rolled into coaching basketball. So I had a great mentor, Lee Powers, who he actually was a principal, and he left his principalship to come back to Peoria at Roosevelt Magnet School, and really just had a passion for using basketball as a life tool to teach kids, and just learned a lot from him about, you know, having high expectations, but at the same time creating strong relationships with kids, and that's really what drives our passion.
So you're a basketball coach. Or you were.
I was, yes.
You probably can't do that and be a principal at the same time.
No.
That might be a conflict of interest or something. I don't know. But probably too much work required to be the principal,
putting
in all those hours.
We did coaching for the 12 years and eventually was coaching at Richwoods High School under Mike Ellis, who's now up in Evanston. But just like I said, you know, had some great mentors coming along. And that coaching style just really just rolled right. It's perfect into school administration, because that's what we're doing. We're coaching our teachers, we're coaching our kids, we're coaching our parents, community, just motivating them to be better and holding high expectations, but having fun along the way.
Yeah, I agree. I hands down believe in the standard of excellence, and I love that mission, and I'm so thankful that my kids get to experience that under your leadership, because you know, in this day and age, who's going to hold them to a higher standard? You know, it's scary. It really is. And I hands down believe that we have to hold them to that standard and put that expectation that they need to be the best that they can be, whatever that level is. That's what they need to do. And so then this whole fierce kind of rolled out this year. I need to hear more about that, because
we'll kind of start back with, you know, just the standard of excellence. I think that's when we're coming in from Peoria High School. We're coming into Richwoods just 3 years ago, and just thinking about what Richwoods stands for and what they've been and what they will continue to be, and it just kept coming back to they have been that standard in not only Peoria but in the surrounding area downstate. Richwoods has been a standard of excellence, and then that it just fit perfectly. And so just branding the school that way, getting the message out there, because all kids, all parents, all teachers, they want to be a part of something special. So what better way to promote, you know, the standard of excellence, put that label out there that is a positive label, and just really promote that. And that's what we've done at Richwoods. And the buy-in was, of course, kids buy in quicker than adults. And so, you know, that's why we're in the business that we're in education. It's all about kids. Our decisions have to be made for what's best for students. And sometimes the students are our best models. So when you see their enthusiasm, when you see how hard our students work and try to reach those high expectations, but then we have to show them how to have fun along the way, that just trickles over to the adults. And the adults see that, and it's okay, because our teachers and staff at Richwoods are amazing. They work extremely hard. So our job as the leaders are to show them that there's ways to go about it that are refreshing, they're energetic, they're passionate, and that it's okay to once in a while have some fun with the kids, because the kids love to see that. So that just rolled into kind of what this year is all about. So over our 24 years of doing this, being in education and having great mentors, it just kind of hit us over the summer that, you know, we have a philosophy, you know, it goes beyond the standard of excellence. We have a way that we go about doing things. And that's that daily determination, that daily drive, and putting it into a nice, neat package just made sense. So we just kind of experimented, and we kind of brainstormed, jigsawed, like, what are the key words that really emphasize our philosophy? So we put that together in an acronym, FEARCE. It's a play on words, but it's P-H-E-A-R-C-E, and the E at the end is excellence. So that's how we go about things daily, is we backwards plan. It's in education, it's called backwards planning. So this can fit in your life goals. So when you have a goal, oftentimes people don't reach their goals because they start with something up front and they never determine where they want to finish. So backwards planning means we have a goal for excellence, a goal we want to achieve. You start there and you backwards plan from there. How are you going to reach that goal? So then we start with the P, and that goes to the process. You have to have a daily process to reach your goals. So if we're going to pursue, have that relentless pursuit of excellence, we have to have a process to get there. So that's where the breakdown, I know you probably see it in your world, whether it's the exercise world or just setting goals. People want to, it's New Year's, so we're setting new goals and new resolutions, but oftentimes people stop and they don't actually develop a process of how they're going to achieve a goal. They set a goal. So we have both ends there. Either we're not goal-oriented, or we don't have a process. So at Richwoods, we have a process. Every day, you mentioned the phone calls every week, but part of our philosophy is, and our process is, creating the ultimate learning environment for our kids. And what that means is we're going to have extremely high expectations for academics and behavior, but all at the same time, we're going to create a high-energy environment that's positive and supportive. We're going to have purposeful events that really allow people to let their hair down, so to speak, and just have fun. Because we got to remember that these are kids, they're teenagers. So if it's all business all the time, even for adults, if it's all business all the time, that leads to quick burnout. So our job is to motivate and energize, and that goes into our process.
Yeah, that's awesome. And now you understand why I asked Mr. Elliott to be one of our keynote speakers at the conference. If you've been listening, if you're just tuning in, that is the voice of Mr. Brett Elliott. He holds the title as our principal out at Richwoods High School. And now he has the title of keynote speaker at our fifth anniversary motivational and leadership conference series kickoff. That's actually happening like next week here. It's coming right around the corner, January 19th. So if you don't have your tickets yet, please don't hesitate. You want to get online, go to ivedecided.org. We would love to see you there. This is going to be, we have such a great day planned for you guys. You're going to get to experience the newly remodeled auditorium at Richwoods. And we have some amazing speakers lined up for you. And of course, Mr. Elliott's going to be one of those speakers. And that's really kind of the message that you're going to be talking to us about is that relentless pursuit of excellence. And I like that. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show today, because our weekly winning word is determination, which really is it's very similar to relentless.
Absolutely.
I like relentless. I'm going to make sure to put that on the list for next year. I've already got all the words lined up for 2019, but relentless is go 2020. That's going to be one of our weekly winning words, because it does take that relentless drive, but that determination, and to keep your eye on the prize. So is that, are you going to go through the fierce with us? Is that a part of the conference?
Absolutely. So we'll kind of lay that out, and we'll tie it into how it's not just a school thing. So this philosophy, we presented to a young entrepreneurial group of young leaders just a month ago. And, you know, it really applies to life. So whether it's in your world, you know, in your exercise world or your personal life, or are leading a school, leading a large organization or a small business, this philosophy works. It works. It's been proven to work at various different levels that we've been at, that I've been at. And so it's really a philosophy on life, and that relentless pursuit of excellence. It applies to all of us, and no matter what we're trying to achieve.
It's kind of like that famous quote, right? That you're never going to reach perfection, but you strive. Well, I'm going to butcher it, but do you know which one I'm talking
Absolutely.
About? What
yes.
Do you know it?
Well, you know,
you strive for perfection, you'll reach excellence,
correct.
Or something
Absolutely.
Along those lines.
Yeah, that's a Nick Saban for the University of Alabama, Roll Tide.
Yeah, Roll Tide.
He uses that.
That's for my sister right
you know,
there.
And it's important in our fierce philosophy that, you know, excellence looks different for every single person. So, and I think that's where, at least in education, but it really in life, that we're all different. We celebrate, and that's part of our process. We celebrate diversity. We celebrate that we're all unique. And you have to understand that. So we don't have the exact same goals for every single student. Every student is different, every teacher, every adult. So that's that relentless pursuit. So once you achieve one level, then you go immediately to the next. So we're never satisfied. So that's where our passion comes from. There's not really a set end goal. We have goals to achieve. Once we achieve that, we're going to set goals even higher, and that's how you continue to grow and sustain your growth.
Well, success begets success.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
And that's what I found. So and working in the health industry and coaching so many people, women specifically, to lose weight, is that once they lost the weight, then they're like dreaming. Now they're like, what can I do? I can run my first 5K, or I can even run marathons, or I can go finish school and get my PhD, or write that book. That's where my passion for I've Decided really came from, Mr. Elliott, is seeing the success beget success, and just knowing that it doesn't matter what goal someone has, just following those same processes, same process, different goal.
Yeah, and that's why we're excited to be a part of the I Decide conference this year, is because it fits directly into what we're trying to achieve. So we're saying the same message. We're saying it in different ways, but that's how you achieve results. You look at things differently. You try things different. And like you said, whether it's losing weight or anything, you know, once you make one step, it opens the doors to things that you may have never even realized you could do, like run a marathon or achieve additional goals going forward.
Yeah, it just makes it creates the dreams. The dreams start happening once you realize you can do something hard. You know, it's like, I love that. So now, Fierce, is that something that you created? Is that yours, or did you borrow that from a book?
No. We created it. Now, the idea is just watching leaders throughout. There's a great head coach at University of Minnesota head football coach, PJ Fleck. And, you know, he has a lot of similar philosophies. There's a lot of similarities in our leadership styles. And so he has some acronyms that he used. So just watching some of his things, that's exactly how it happened, where I was just watching some of his YouTube clips, and my wife says, you have a philosophy. Why don't you just put it all together? And that's really how Fierce was born. It's something that we've already done, but we didn't realize that we have the exact formula that works for us. Mm-hmm. And it's a formula that, or just a philosophy, basically, that can be adapted, like I said earlier, to anything that you're trying to pursue. This Fierce philosophy really kind of goes hand in hand. So it's kind of the pieces that if you maintain and can sustain that drive on each level, then you can achieve your goals and more.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I feel a book maybe coming. You ever thought about putting all this in
actually,
a book?
Yeah, actually, I've seriously considered putting this together in a nice, neat package, just time and energy. But I do think it's something we believe in. So the passion's there. So it's not kind of like a quick fix or just the latest and greatest. It's really something that, really looking back over 24 years in education, it's kind of putting the best pieces that I've been able to learn from others and put into practice and really see that it's true. And it's worked at different schools, so we know it's not just a Richwood's thing. This is a philosophy that could be applied to any school and any organization. So it's not just a Richwood.
It's repeatable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's the same like the behavior change decide, right? It's repeatable. It can, and if it works for kids, especially teenagers.
Absolutely.
I have teenagers, I could mm-hmm. say that. But if it motivates them, it will work for anyone, adults, and that's for sure. And there's no doubt the energy in that school is really It's amazing. And even from the first year you were there when we started doing the parades.
Absolutely.
You put the parade, you know, you brought the parade to town, right?
Yeah, that's right. And that's the E in the Fierce is that energy. You have to create an atmosphere for kids. You know, school and education is really, and we talk about this a lot as a staff, that we're now in the entertainment business. Kids need to be entertained nonstop. That's the way social media and all the electronics and the media that they're faced with. It's instant gratification. So education is shifting, and we're shifting right along with it. So we feel like we're out front of this. You have to create that high energy, energetic atmosphere and a parade and those things, the bonfire. And some of these are old school things, but are things that have been lost in education,
right?
Because it has become so test driven society. So what happened is we've lost the fun parts, the important parts, and going into, once our students leave us, they're going into a world where they're going to have to be able to collaborate and socialize, you know, in a professional manner. And if we're just all business all the time, then we're doing them a disservice. So the Fierce and the energy go hand in hand, and it leads right into the adversity piece of Fierce as well, which we can talk about.
Yeah, I love it. We don't want to give them all the information.
No.
We want to make sure you guys, just little teasers here, because we want you to come to the conference next week, January 19th. It's happening at Richwood's High School. We are taking advantage of that brand new auditorium and lots of space at Richwood's. And so we're very excited about this venue and really hope that you'll plan on coming. And you're going to hear all kinds of amazing speakers. And, of course, Mr. Elliott's going to be one of our main stage speakers. And he's going to be teaching us about Fierce and that relentless pursuit of excellence, which we all need. And the concept, you know, that's what it's about. What are your goals? What are your dreams? You know, what is it that you need to get busy doing? That's what I've decided is for. We're here to help you achieve those goals, achieve those dreams, provide you the tools and resources and motivation and all that you need in order to be successful. If you haven't joined our community yet, we definitely want to invite you to do that. You can check us out at ivedecided.org. If you join the community, you get all three motivational and leadership conferences. Plus, you'll be able to pick up your success planner and journal for 2019 at the conference next week. We'll have it ready for you. And you can pick that up and just get on track and have everything that you need. So we're talking to Mr. Brett Elliott, the principal at Richwoods High School, and his ideas and concepts of leading his school, his faculty, and his students to excellence and doing an amazing job, I might add. So what do you do? So I haven't ever asked my daughters this. I probably should. I did ask Lori, though, your admin. I happen to know her very well. I'm like, does Mr. Elliott have this much energy all the time? She goes, yes. Yes, he does. She's so funny. And so I think it's funny that one of the E in Ferris is energy. That makes perfect sense. So do you have a little motivational rally in the morning with everybody? Or, I mean, what does this look like? I mean, how do you bring this back to reality? How do you bring it to the school? What do you do?
Yeah, well, I think it's you know, back to our process. We have a daily process that it starts off with myself greeting the students at the crosswalk, rain, sleet, snow, shine. I think it's important to model what we expect of our kids and model what we expect of our teaching staff. If we're going to demand excellence, if we're going to promote risk-taking and being energetic, then that has to come from the leadership. So that this I Decided conference, I was so excited to be a part of it. I'm honored because we get to send that message and really give some easy tips and tools that you can walk away with and apply immediately to whatever you're trying to pursue. So at Richwoods High School, it just starts with, you know, that greeting and then right into a very energetic welcome to the students and staff every morning. But we start with music. I think music is just a part of our lives. And so each morning we pick a positive song, something that's upbeat and positive, and that's what greets the students right at the 7:30 bell, followed by a very high energetic welcome.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, it wakes them up for sure. But
right.
You know that it's working when those days that a couple days a month I have to be at meetings and I'm not there for the announcement. So even teenagers who may get annoyed by certain things, they miss it when it's not there. So that's it. That's the message. And then we finish the day the same way. We finish the day with a positive song. We celebrate both students and staff every morning, every afternoon. So there's a constant validation of what we're doing. And I think that's part of our fierce approach as well, is validating the tremendous work and the pursuit. So when you're determined, when you're having that relentless pursuit, you do need that support along the way of someone to say, hey, you're doing a great job, and you know, there's bumps in the roads. So that's why we purposely celebrate every day. At the beginning and the end of each day, we celebrate our students and staff because that's what's needed. And you know, and then as far as the leadership, we feed off of that. And then we take that into the hallways, into the classrooms. We're visible, we're seen. So this is not just a loud voice over the announcements. It's something the kids see in the hallways, in the lunchrooms, we're in the classroom. So we have really an open door policy as part of our process. Developing that trust, and once you've earned somebody's trust, then you can really get after that excellence. So we have to earn the trust of our students, and that's just the way and it's the same for our teachers and staff, that we had to earn their trust. And I think we're in a good place in year three, and I think we've done that with the parents and the community as well. So that's really where it starts, is that it never dies. And we talk as an administrative team that we can't take a day off because there's a lot of people depending on us. So that's my goal, to teach our administrative team that when they take over their own building, that you can't take it for granted. Because I think that's what happens, as you know, when you start setting goals, you start to achieve some of your goals. If you get content, if you get complacent, that's when the weight comes back on. That's when we stop working out as much. That's when we stop doing the little things. So, you know, our approach is do the little things every day. And that's, again, part of our process. Mm-hmm. It's all about the little things. It's not the big dramatic things. It's the daily routines that work for us.
Yeah. And, you know, as you're sitting here talking about all that, I can also see that it's a great way to use really as that platform, that standard of excellence. So if someone is not living up to that, you can come back to that and say, hey, this is, remember who we are. Remember who you are.
Yeah, it's developing. It's this is an old, in the education world, it's PBIS, but back years and years ago, when we started, you know, positive behavior interventions and supports. It's what it's called. But in the end, the best message from that is creating a common language. And that's what we've done. We've created a language that this is who we are. You know, we start when we address students here at Richwoods is what we say. Here at Richwoods, we do this. Here at Richwoods, we don't do this. And that creates a common language. So all of your adults and faculty and staff are saying the same message. And the kids hear it every single day. The kids know who we are. We are the standard of excellence. Mm-hmm. And when those moments happen, which they do, and that's part of our adversity is there's going to be bad days, there's going to be mistakes, and that's right. Okay. But we come back to, this is who we are, this is what we stand for, now how can we best support you to achieve that goal in this relentless pursuit?
I really got to give it to you, Mr. Elliott. That's just awesome. And the fact that you've been able to do that, and it's obvious, it's so obvious, the difference and the change in 3 years that kudos to you.
Thank you.
That's great. I mean, you're very humble, I can tell, and you don't take any of the credit. You apply it to everybody.
I was going to interrupt you on that, but yeah, it takes all of us to do this. So this is, I happen to be the one who has the microphone, but the reality is the faculty, staff, the kids, parents, they make it happen.
Well, success starts at the top. So you set a good example. And you set a good example for them to follow. And I 100% agree with you. You know, it's like that. I use that same motto with my kids in raising my daughters. You know, when they say, well, everybody does this or so, I'm like, but that's not who you are. You're my daughter. And this is what we do, you know, and you're this is who you are. And so I've used that. And I think that's true. People need to know who they are. And if they have something to hang their hat on, then they're going to strive for that. And so I know not every kid has that ability at home, but when they come to school, they're getting that. And I just think that's awesome.
Yeah, and you hit on that. That's our culture piece there. We're trying to create that culture where regardless of what the students may be going home to or what they have to experience, because it doesn't matter if you're at Richwoods or what school you're at, that we have our students are going through more today than they ever have.
And, that's true.
They're being bombarded with so much media, and it's leading to, as we know, a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety. It's real. Those things are real. So our job, at least the way we approach it, is we have to create a culture and an environment where once they enter our doors, they're immersed in positive energy that allows them to succeed. And then we can get to, you know, the root of some issues, and we can give them the additional supports. But if we don't have the culture set in place, then they're walking into the same thing that they left. So we want them to want to be at Richwoods.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love that. It's like my kids walk out and into, it's like a perfect transition. So now they're like, all this stuff I've been preaching to them, you just say, for me, I just love it. I'm like, see, it's true. Even your principal does it. So it's great. I love it. My kids love you and they love school. And they never are upset about going to school. I mean, you know, they love going to school and they are proud Knights. You know, they are very proud of their school and proud. Anytime they speak of their school, they're proud of it and speak highly of it. And that's awesome.
Yeah, and that's what you want. You want that to spread. Obviously, our number one goal is to reach the students. And then that trickles out to the parents and the community. So in the end, we have to take care of the kids. And if they see it, and teenagers are not the best to express, you know, when they're happy. And so when the students come up to you, you know, graduation, and they hug you and they let you know how much they appreciate it, that's what we're here for.
That's what we want. And it applies to adults too. All of this that you're teaching the kids, which is so amazing that they're getting it at a younger level, because that's what needs to happen so that people can move on and fulfill their purpose in life and get busy doing what it is that they were born to do. And so being funneled in at this teenage level, I think is just amazing. I love that. But hey, if you didn't have a principal like Mr. Elliott holding you to a higher standard when you were in high school, that's okay, because that's what I've decided is all about. So it's not too late. You can get back on track and get started on your journey of achieving your goals and dreams. And you can come and hear Mr. Elliott share this message of fierce with us on Saturday, January 19th, coming up here. And it's going to be a great day. We have a great, great day planned for you. Check us out at ivedecided.org. Join our community or get signed up for the conference so we can see you there. We'll look forward to it. Super exciting. And don't forget the weekly winning word this week, determination. You have to have determination if you're going to be successful. Relentless. You like the word relentless, right, Mr.
Yes,
Elliott?
I do.
That relentless pursuit. And so thank you so much for being on the show. It's a half hour. Can you believe it? Goes
by
fast.
Thank
I know.
You. Thank you for having me. I appreciate
it's
it.
It's been great conversation. I'm motivated. I hope you guys are. I hope you've enjoyed hearing Brett Elliott, the principal of Richwoods High School, sharing his passion and motivation with us. It's been very inspiring, and I look forward to your talk on Saturday. It's going to be great. Thanks
I'm
so
excited
much.
Excited to be there. Thank you
Thanks
so much.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll see you on Saturday at our Leader Motivational and Leadership Conference. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?